Welcome to the DVB Newsroom. I am Bureau Chief Myat. In our newsroom today is Nyeng, a Myanmar journalist who's been working in Media Free for more than 20 years. We're going to talk about the situation of journalists, especially focusing on women journalists. Nyeng, can you please explain about the situation in general of Myanmar journalists and their challenges facing after the coup?
Thank you, Maman. When we say the challenge for the journalists, I would say actually since before the coup, all the journalists in Myanmar, we used to be the situation, the environment that we are facing every day is like challenge, threats and repression by the military, because the coup is just happened now, but the military is stayed there. All the journalists facing these challenges for many years. But when the coup happened, of course, this is the worst situation ever that we have been going through. Firstly, when the military shut down some of the media organizations and offices, and their license has been revoked, most of the journalists, they lost their environment, normally working environment. And then some of the journalists stay working on underground in whether Yangon or across the country. And some of the journalists, they move to the library area and they continue their work. And some of the journalists, they move to neighboring countries and they continue their professional. But of course, some other journalists, including women and men journalists, they abandon their professional for, you know, several threats. But this time is very important. I would like to highlight it. If you are a journalist, you are not only the targets, but also your family, your relatives. If they found out these journalists are staying working for one or the other, one of the media organization, she is not there on the ground, his family can be arrested or their relatives can be, you know, targeted. So that is the issue of, that is the real issue that we are facing on daily basis. As you know that there are many journalists has been arrested, some have been tortured, some journalists has been killed. That's why, as I said earlier, some of the journalists, they have to, you know, forced to abandon their professional. But I am very optimistic that there are many journalists, they are still working, whether on the ground and also in the library area.
Speaking as a woman journalist, do you face more difficulties than the other male journalists?
From my point of view, I would say, I think for the challenge we face is the same for whether men or women. But by nature, of course, the women journalists struggle a lot. When the women journalists relocate in the one place to another place, or move to the library area, they have to, in the very basics in daily life, you know, where to stay, where to sleep, where to take a shower, including those small things, the women journalists struggle a lot. And also, some of the area, for example, in Yangon, in the hiding place, maybe there are like some other people we have to, you know, share with, and like it is not like appropriate for the women to stay, or, you know, that kind of struggle women journalists has been facing. And as well as another thing is for women who has a kid, for example, like if they live in Yangon and they're working as an underground journalist, they are no longer live in their house anymore. She cannot leave their children in that point. So she have to brought her kids along with her whenever she move around inside the country. Hiding with a kid is really challenging. And by nature, like, it is a choice of mother and more responsible for the mother in both parents. And also, if they move to the library area, that is another challenge to how to bring them out in the place like that. And also, how can settle with the kid together, you know. So that kind of struggle is, I would see more in the women. But for generally, both men and women journalists facing in the same situation and the same problem, I think.
By listening to you, you know, women journalists face more difficulties, especially in conflict-affected areas. Are there many women journalists still working in conflict-affected area, or only very few women journalists working?
We don't have any data how many women journalists are working, or how many all men and women journalists are working in the industry now, because like people don't want to identify themselves as a journalist anymore. That is an issue. There are many journalists still working inside the country and work outside the country. And there are many women journalists who are working on the front line and also in the conflict area and daily reporting on the ground. And I talk with them, you know, very often. And I know some of them, they are still working there. And of course, since after the coup, there are many women journalists, they have to left their professional as a journalist. But I would say how many ratio, if you ask, like one third of the people who are working in the industry is stay men, maybe more or less, I'm not sure. But as long as I talk with the organizations who are giving the support to the journalists, both inside and outside, and I aware that like a big number of women journalists are still working in the industry.
In terms of news coverage, that might be different, you know, the interest of the male journalists and interest of the female journalists. So what is the role of women journalists in covering news? If we cannot get the voice of women journalists or the coverage of women journalists, what will happen in the newsroom?
Before I answer your questions, I would like to go back before the coup. In the newsroom in Myanmar, most of the newsrooms are like male-dominant newsroom in terms of the leadership role. But of course, there are many journalists ratio in the newsroom team. But the newsroom leadership role is more likely male-dominant, as you know. Even at that time, civil war is still there in some of the area, in the ethnic area already, in the ethnic area. Since that time, you know, the coverage of the news content in every media organizations always have to be, you know, trying to balance with the gender participations. If the newsroom is like dominant by men and their interest is like political affair and economic mostly. So since that time, the women journalists, they also have to, you know, push their boundaries in the newsroom to get more diverse content by the newsroom, so that the readers in the communities, like both women, men, children, and there are many different issues facing by daily basis on the ground. But when the newsroom having like more dominant by the interests of like May, it would be like impact on the content creation, I believe. So if I have to answer your question, like this day, all the news and informations are about war, because the war is happening, you know, civil wars in the country across the country, not only some area in the past, now is spreading many areas. There are many war affair news and content, but at the same time, you need to think about, you know, we as a journalist have to think about social and health care, education and women and children. Those kind of issues have to think about it as well. We cannot forget how the women participation is impact or reflect to the newsroom. I would say it is very important to reflect what the people need, the women and the children in the country need the information. It also come from the, you know, gender balanced newsroom, I think.
Is there any difference in the number of female journalists in newsroom before and after the coup?
I am not sure if I say decreasing, I might be wrong. Like my organization in the past or some of the organization I know very well, there are many journalists give up their profession. But at that time, many other male journalists also stop their profession for a while, or they come back in the industry again. So I think it's really hard to say whether after the coup, whether the women journalists, number of the women journalists decrease or not.
For the last question I'd like to ask is, do you have any message to deliver to the international community regarding Myanmar journalists, especially as a woman journalist?
In Myanmar is now the middle of the bloody conflict, and it is like worse day by day. The civilian death toll is like raising up day by day, and also the risks and threat to the journalists is like increasing. And at the same time, I hope everyone agree is that it is very important. As much as experienced journalists on the ground, they also deserve sufficient income for their work they have been doing. As far as I know, there are many journalists who don't paint well, or some of them didn't get paid for their work. I think this is very important time ever for the country, because like verifying the news and information is really hard. And also access of information to the people is really crucial. So I believe that to support to the journalists, both whether they are on the ground or, you know, outside of the country, it is very important that survivor of the journalists and survivor of their newsroom, so that they can, you know, focus on their job. And also, I would like to request to the international community that not to forget about Myanmar journalists who are struggling for press freedom and a democracy in the country, whatever the risks are there, or even though they don't have a pay.
So thank you so much for joining our TVB Newsroom today.
I hope everyone's safe inside the country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jane.